Hey everybody, what's going on? Colin and Tim here today, bringing you another episode of Stan Up and Marvel. Today we're talking about the premiere episode of She-Hulk. As always, with the first episode, we like to do a non-spoiler. So if you want to hear our detailed breakdown, make sure you join us on the next one. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, so first let's talk about our overall thoughts. Did you like it or not?
I like the episode. I really did. It's a nice introduction, you know, getting Hulk back into our lives, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially Mark Ruffalo coming back as Banner and Hulk, you know. We definitely get questions answered. So I did like this episode.
So just to clarify spoilers, I think it's fine talking about Ruffalo being in it because it's been in all the trailers. So
yeah,
it's kind of hard to not know that.
And if you don't know who Mark Ruffalo is by now,
then yeah, welcome to Marvel.
Yeah, welcome to Marvel.
Yeah, so he's been Hulk ever since the first Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. That was his first appearance. The first MCU Hulk was Edward Norton, long time ago, 2010.
Right? Yeah,
so
that was a long
time. But yeah, he's been Hulk for quite a while, 10 years, just about.
It's about, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't gotten enough of him, so I'm glad we're getting to see some more of him here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I mean, yet again, he's a side character.
I know, right?
They gave up on the Hulk solo project. Mm. But yeah, I liked it too. I thought it was good. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it. It was light. It was funny. I like the new characters. We didn't get to see very many new characters, but
no,
I like who they've introduced us to so far. So, you know, I want to see where they're going with it.
Yeah. And a lot of new characters are kind of like random pop-ups here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no like solidified characters that we know are going to stick around and be repeating characters. There were only two like actual brand new characters in my eyes. I'm not counting Ruffalo in that list. So speaking of the new characters, stock casting. So I've liked the casting so far. Like I said, we haven't seen many new characters. I mean, I guess we did get a third one very briefly that is most likely going to be a recurring one. But yeah, I like who we've gotten so far. The new characters that we've gotten, they're all women. I've liked it so far. I like the main actress. What is her name? Tatiana Maslany.
Maslany, I think.
Yeah. Tatiana Maslany. I like her. She delivered. She was good. She was funny.
I enjoyed the casting. Good. I mean, for the casting choices that they made. Again, we didn't get very many characters introduced into this episode, so you know, it's, you know, going based off of that, you know, the casting was good for what it was worth. There's not much to say about it since we only got a limited amount of people introduced into this new series, but for the most part I did enjoy Tatiana as She-Hulk and everything. I'm looking forward to seeing more and see what they can really do with this series.
It's interesting because they are able to go at a slower pace and introduce characters slower in this show versus their other shows, because this is the longest show they've had so far. Mm-hmm. I think the next closest was What If at 9 episodes. I think it was 9. Yeah. But of the live action ones, nothing else comes close to it. The closest was 6, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the standard. Everything's been 6 except for this, which is going to be 10. So they have another 4 episodes to really stretch it out and pace themselves and just do it right, which I'm happy about. I feel like 10 is a much better number. That kind of explains why we've been introduced to so few characters so far, because they don't need to introduce them all at once. They've got time.
And that's kind of what's nice about this episode. It's not like a a sensory overload. It's like not having like so many things thrown at you that you can't process all the new stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk story. I thought it was okay. Like it wasn't like, mind blowing, jaw dropping, anything like that. Like it was pretty basic, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, for what it was
Nothing
worth, I mean,
extraordinary.
it's
It
an
was fine.
origin episode, just
Yeah,
a
it's a
basic origin
necessary
episode.
origin.
It's
Yeah.
necessary,
I mean, we say it's necessary. They skipped it with Tom, but to be fair, they've done the Spider-Man origins so many
I mean,
times.
yeah, there's only so much that you can do with that. I mean, a lot of directors now are like we've seen this done. We know what it is. It's not anything new that's being brought to the big screen or to television. People have seen it done. Let's not waste time on it. Let's move into what people really want to see.
But with She-Hulk, this is her
But with
first live
She-Hulk,
action
yeah,
appearance. So
first live action appearance.
it was necessary. It
I did
was well
enjoy it.
done. It
Yeah, it
wasn't.
was well done. It was very for an episode, for like all these new series that are coming out, they're going to be relying on a lot of CGI as well. And I think they're doing a good job blending things in. I mean, this one, with She-Hulk, I'm sure they're going to get more better at the whole incorporating CGI into and everything. Because I will say that She-Hulk compared to Bruce Banner Hulk, there was like, I don't know. I think there's more detail when it comes to him than it is to her, and I think that's just something that they're just gonna have to work on. But other than that,
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, we'll see what they do.
yeah.
I thought it was fine. I wasn't blown away by the CGI or anything, but I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot going on that really needed CGI, so we'll see what they do in later episodes.
That's fair.
But I thought it was fine. All right, so let's talk music. I want to hear your thoughts first.
To be honest, I don't really remember much of the music from the
That was my opinion exactly. It was
episode.
forgettable. There were like one or two songs that were, pretty good, but most of them were just like basic background elevator
Yeah, just
style
base
music.
back background music.
Didn't really do anything. Which is
There's
kind of
no.
unfortunate because, that was one thing I really liked about Miss Marvel. And so far,
Yeah.
the music has not been all that great. I mean, there are a couple of songs, like I said, but it's kind of all over the place. There are some
They
forgettable songs and some pretty good ones, and I
really
don't
missed the mark with the music in this episode because of a
know.
lot of and we can go into this in the next episode because of spoilers and everything, but with all the little things that are mentioned in the episode, they really missed the mark on like touching base with the music to kind of back it up in the episode, which I was kind of disappointed at.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like when I was making my list of topics for the spoiler. I decided to write down music and I was like, wait a minute, was there even music in this
Yeah,
episode?
it's just like
So I actually like rewatched part of it just like to try to see like in like some of the bigger scenes where you would expect there to be music if it was actually there. And it was, some of those bigger scenes did actually have some pretty solid music, but most of them were just pretty like instrumental background music that was just
Yeah.
kind of there just to have music, but it didn't
Kind
really
of like
enhance the
early
scene at all.
2000s TV music, background music, not nothing like I can just see the guy in the like the sound stage like watching the episode on his like his keyboard coming up with the music and everything. Kind of like Forgetting Sarah Marshall a little bit. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have, but I
Yeah.
don't remember the music at all.
Well, the thing is like so that's his what's his name? Jason Segel.
The tall guy,
Yeah, the main guy
main
in the movie.
character. I don't
Main
remember
character
his
Jason
name.
Segel. His job is he's the music guy for the CSI show that Sarah Marshall is on. So
Okay.
he just goes into the studio, he watches the episode and they're like, "We need some like mysterious music," and he just plugs away on his keyboard just making the music. And just like, that's what this music is. It's just like, yeah, standard.
Yeah, nothing special.
No,
So that's
nothing
unfortunate.
special. I know
Yeah.
that, and again, they really missed the mark with some really interesting things that happened in this episode.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's kind of hard following up from Miss Marvel, because that was one of the better things about that show. Just the music, pretty much all the way through, was really solid.
But again, they now have 10 episodes that they're gonna do, so they can really,
Yeah. And it felt like they were like trying a bunch of different things with the music, because sometimes it was a lot more, interesting, exciting songs, and sometimes just really boring instrumental background music. So they're kind of like, I don't know, it's like they're testing the waters and trying to figure out what works. But I mean, we talked in previous episodes about this, where, since this is Disney Plus, it's not a movie. They do theoretically have some flexibility, so maybe they actually are just testing the waters and kind of figuring out what works, and then they're gonna like change the music in editing, before episode two comes out, or episode three, or whatever, who knows. But yeah, right now, not great, the music, but we'll see what they do in the upcoming episodes. Yeah, I don't even know if that's something they actually do, but theoretically it's possible.
I feel like they always like do the pilot, like the first episode is like the pilot episode, let's put it out there as it is and get the reactions of everybody. And then they start reading like reviews of the first episode and everything, and people like us like talking about, oh, the music wasn't really memorable and everything, and then they're just like, all right. So as probably like when they get into like episode 4 or 5, people are already like halfway into the series, they'll go back and change episode 1 with the music because nobody's watching episode 1 at this point. They're like, let's go ahead and change it. So when they do go back and watch the whole series over again,
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of them doing that, but
I mean, they
I guess
could.
they
I mean, they
could.
really
They
could. I
could.
mean, it costs them
Yeah.
more money, but.
Yeah.
Or they just move forward with the next episodes going, all right,
I mean,
music. Like they come
not
up at the
like
board meetings.
music, but they've definitely done other edits like that. Like, what was it? The first Star Wars New Hope. I think that was the one where Han Solo with the like pistol dodge or whatever, where they made it look like he like dodged the
Oh,
other guy
Han
shooting him.
shot first.
Yeah, that whole thing. So I
Yeah.
mean, they've done, I mean, that was like a different thing, because that was,
They
I don't know what
re-edited
it's
that
called, but there was
scene.
like a
They,
different version of it that
yeah, so
came
the
out.
original version is
So
that Han Solo shot Guido first. But then they redid that scene and made it look like Han, because they wanted to portray him as a good guy.
right.
So they made it, they edited it so Guido shot first and Han was reacting like he was defending himself. But
Right.
in the original scene, Han
That's a
shot
different
first.
thing though, because that was before, streaming was a thing. So that was just different physical copies that were made available. So,
Yeah, I
I don't
mean,
know if they would actually do that
if
with
you have the original
digital or
New
not.
Hope, you'll see that Han shot first. It's not like they went back and re-edited
Yeah, I mean, if you
the
got the
streaming
physical copy, they
episode.
can't change it.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth more than it originally was now. But like they did the same thing in like the end of Return of the Jedi. Like in the end of Return of the Jedi, Anakin Skywalker was showed up at the very end as a Force ghost, but as older Anakin. And then they re-edit it and put Hayden Christensen in there. I'm like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Why would you do that?
know. It's very silly.
Disney.
All right. So
But moving on.
last thing, comedy. What'd you think?
I enjoyed the comedy for what it was worth in this episode. I was really hoping there would be more, but it's the first episode, testing the waters, trying to feeling it out a little bit. But I did enjoy the jokes that were made. I like that they have internal jokes between each other too.
Yeah.
So that I thought that was a nice little touch too.
I'm glad that there wasn't a laugh track, because that definitely could have been a thing.
I know, right? There could
Yeah.
have been.
You don't need a live audience for it. You can just add a laugh track. But they didn't, and I'm
Nope.
glad,
I
because
am glad that
that's
they didn't.
something I've never really liked all that much. I've been watching Big Bang Theory lately. Like I'm on season 12 now, so I've been watching it
Yeah.
pretty regularly for months now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just something that always kind of annoys me.
No,
So.
and you can tell when they're using a track and when it's in front of a live audience because there's one, especially with Big Bang Theory, for example, there is one very distinct laugh that happens in the background of their laugh track of a guy just like really overly laughing in the background. And they use it in multiple different episodes. And I'm just like, there's no way that guy would be there for this many episodes unless he's like the biggest Big Bang Theory fan to walk the
I mean, maybe he just lives down the street and he's like, hey,
I
Friday
mean,
night, let's go watch Big Bang Theory.
right? He's like, he's part of the studio and he's just like, I have
Yeah.
nothing going on today. I guess I'll go watch an episode be taped.
Yeah.
And having a bad day, I need a good laugh.
Right. But yeah, I liked the comedy as well. Pretty much all the jokes hit. I definitely found myself laughing out loud to a lot of them. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, there wasn't a lot of humor, which was a little bit surprising just because they advertised this as like the first live action MCU show that is like a comedy.
And that's the thing with Marvel now. You know, they're really putting a lot of effort into the advertising and the marketing of their shows and their movies. And when it comes to them actually airing or, you know, premiering and everything, you're not getting as much as what you thought you were going to get. You know, for example, you know, they put a lot of marketing into Thor, Love and Thunder, you know, and we were all pumped about the because they marketed the Guardians a lot in the trailers, and you know,
Yeah.
you didn't get a lot of the Guardians. And then same thing with She-Hulk, you know, they market a lot of comedy going on in this in the trailers, and then it's just like, okay, I still, yeah, you know, it's still episode one, but you know, you would think there would be a little bit more comedy.
But devil's advocate, if there's too much comedy, that can definitely be a bad thing. Because if you have too
Oh
many
yeah.
jokes in there, it can feel
Oh
very
yeah.
forced. Like I've felt that way about Deadpool 2 and I also feel that way about Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Oh
I don't
yeah,
know,
I
not
mean,
everybody agrees with me,
I'm
but
not disagreeing
it
that,
can.
you know, their jokes weren't forced in Love and Thunder. They were, because
Yeah.
they were really trying to go for like more comedy than action, I guess, in that movie.
Yeah.
But
So, I mean, it was a good thing in She-Hulk. They had a good amount. They
I
could
was
have
gonna
used
say I
more,
think
but.
it could have used more, but for what we got, I think we got a good amount of comedy.
Yeah, I liked it. It's one thing I want to say about the comedy. It's borderline spoiler, so I will hold it for the main segment. But
Good, good.
I think people already know about it because it was in the trailers. But it's fine. I'll just save it for the main segment.
All right.
So that's all I had for the non-spoiler. Any other final thoughts?
Now, overall, I enjoyed the episode. Again, like you said, I didn't love it, but again, it's episode one. And I don't
Yeah.
usually love episode one off the bat. You know, again, it's the pilot episode in my mind. You know, there's going to be some things that just don't work. And, you know, I know that going in. You know, it's very rare if there's a episode one that I just go, I can't wait until episode two comes out. You know?
I mean, I felt that way about Moon Knight. And I guess, yeah, Miss Marvel, honestly.
Not so much for Miss Marvel. I was like almost there with Moon Knight. I was like, ooh, you've got my attention.
I was
You've
definitely there
got
with
my
Moon Knight. Not as
attention.
much with Miss Marvel, but with the
Yeah.
music and all the art,
Yeah. Yeah.
it was, I was really interested to see where they were going with it. I feel like they spent
It's
way too much of their
like
budget on art in Miss Marvel, and they didn't have enough budget for CGI because of it. Like,
fair,
there's
fair.
so much artwork in that show. It was crazy. Every episode, like the
So,
intro, they had like
yeah.
10 unique pieces of art in every single intro,
Oh my God, I know, right?
for every episode.
Like the
And
CGI department is just like,
even the end credits was completely different in every episode. It was crazy. Spent so much on artwork.
CGI, you guys get Adobe After Effects. While
Seriously.
the graphics team, they get all this stuff.
Yeah, the CGI was happening off screen half
I
the
know, right?
time. Oh
But you
man.
know, it goes one of two ways with me when it comes to series. Either I don't love the first episode, and I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued, or I really enjoy the first episode, and I'm just like, all right, Marvel, don't screw this up. So it's just like either way, I'm just going into this going, I hope it gets better, or I hope it doesn't go downhill from here.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with episode two, the rest of the series. They've got nine episodes left, so there's a lot to go.
There is.
This is the only one we're doing a non-spoiler for until the finale, so all right.
All
Well, I
right.
guess we'll call it there. So thanks everybody for joining. If you want to hear our detailed breakdown on the episode with lots and lots of spoilers,
Lots of spoilers.
join us in the next one. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.